This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.
Studio Lounge interviews sponsored by CUNA Mutual Group, Pulsate, PSCU, Pure IT Credit Union Services, and Genusee.
Well, thank you so much for being in here. I appreciate you from Synaptict, obviously. Yeah. And give folks a quick plug on Synaptict. What are you guys all about? Because we've done a lot of interviews with you guys and some of your clients as well.
Right. Yeah, so I think, as we have said, we continue to focus on helping credit unions approve more loans instantaneously. And mm-hmm. we are using that by using more data and AI mm-hmm. to be able to find those diamonds in the rough.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that members get to get their loans in time without having to wait for it or getting stuck in the queue or going to a loan shark or a subprime lender.
Yeah.
So that really helps. So we are continuing with that mission, and I think we are doing great. We now have 40 credit union, over 100 plus clients.
And wow, well done. Yeah, well done.
Just keep growing.
Yeah, I know we've had you on the show many times over this year, talking not only to you folks, but also to some of your credit union clients as well, saying how wonderful you guys are to work with and what's going on out there. So what are you seeing out in the marketplace right now as far as, you know, leveraging AI, especially in kind of in the lending space? So what are you guys seeing out there? Any issues or trends or anything like that credit unions should be aware of?
So I think to my surprise, I think credit unions adopted this technology because they had the innate altruistic desire mm-hmm. to help their members and mm-hmm. communities. So I was quite surprised with the open hands they adopted or embraced this technology. You know, it was literally unheard of having credit unions in 2 years or 40 credit unions as a client.
Yeah.
So I think from that perspective, it's going great. I think we have massive traction and interest right now, like many, many contracts and all that. But I think what's happening in the economy is because of that, I think some credit unions are holding back.
Oh, really?
Not because they don't want to invest in the technology, but because they want to see where they want to focus on, because of the liquidity crisis which mm-hmm. is coming up now.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are loan to share ratio of closing to 100% or even more than 100%.
Yeah.
So now they're focusing on getting the deposits back.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying, how do we get the technology or investment pushing the deposit so that they have enough liquidity and money to lend it out using technology like us.
Right, right.
So I think that sort of it's a balance between, you know, it's always like, you know, you have very, a big gap between loan to share, you have overstretched loan to share. So it keeps on moving, you know, mm-hmm. 1 year to other. So I think that there's significant interest, and there are still players who are like 60, 70, 80% loan to share who are interested. But I think the little bit shift is going towards focusing on deposits mm-hmm. and all of that right now.
Going back to deposits, because I remember during the pandemic, it was almost like we had too many deposits, and now look where we are on the other end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
And that happened really fast too, right?
So. Yeah, this year actually, I think what happened is because the inflation has dipped into the cash balances of the people mm-hmm. to keep the same lifestyle, right? Anywhere between 15 to 25%.
Yep.
Right, even though inflation is tracking at about 9-10%, but the overall spend for people to maintain the same lifestyle
mm-hmm.
is about 15-25% higher. Like in cities like New York City and some other, it's even more.
Wow.
Because the rents have gone up three times, mm-hmm. right? If somebody was paying $2,000, they are paying $6,000 now.
Good. So
I think that the income has not gone up in line with the inflation or the, you know, overall spend.
Mm-hmm.
So I think people have dipped into the deposits.
Yeah.
So the monthly average balance, daily average balance have sort of dwindled.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And deposits have not come back at the same speed where, you know, I think that the lending had taken off.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it just keeps on happening. But I think there's nothing to worry. I think 2023 will be back, you know, once the Fed start reducing the rates and all that.
Yeah.
So I think it's always good to be ready when the cycle turns rather than in the cycle or after the cycle.
Yeah.
So we are still advising the clients that why don't we go ahead and deploy this, and, you know, so you're ready when you're ready, mm-hmm. right? When you're mm-hmm. ready, the cycle turns.
Yeah, anticipating all of that, being proactive, correct. Which is so correct. Important in this industry because things move so fast. And like you said, the cycles seem to be happening faster and faster.
Yeah.
Are you seeing that as well, PJ? Or, I mean, because usually it would take like, you know, 4 or 5 years for something to happen. It seems like things are happening within a year now.
So I think it is a function of how fast the money is moving. Mm-hmm. It is no longer physical money, it is the digital money. It is not no longer the money restricted within the country. Mm-hmm. It is international. There are other forms of money movement like crypto and things like that.
Oh, yes.
So I think that, like the computing power, like as they said, the logarithmic scale by which the computing power increases,
mm-hmm.
I think the same thing is happening in everything, including the cycle term.
I agree.
Right? So everything has become shorter and shorter. Mm-hmm. Our mind space is becoming shorter. Our attention span is becoming shorter.
No doubt.
Everything is becoming shorter. Right? So I think it is just a function of digital adoption and like how people are able to quickly respond mm-hmm. and either way on the negative side and the positive mm-hmm. side. So that is changing the cycle. And that's why I think none of these things are, you know, systemic in terms of here to stay.
Mm-hmm.
So people cannot just sit back and relax and say, I'm now 100% loan to share ratio. I'm not going to do anything about it for next 2 years. No. What will happen next year when suddenly people start depositing money and the interest rate goes down, people start selling their houses, you know, and then you have enough money flush with me and again you're not able to lend mm-hmm. to the people who need it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's always better to catch the cycle before it happens rather than in the cycle or after the cycle.
I like your positive outlook. No wonder you guys are doing so well. I like that. Hey, before I let you go, any highlights or any takeaways from the conference? Anything stand out for you?
This is the first time I'm doing it. I think I've heard that this is the, after 3 years, like last one was 2019.
Mm-hmm.
So I had high hopes and I think it turned out to be okay,
you know,
in terms of meeting the right people mm-hmm. and being there and I think the right conversation with the right level seniority of folks like chief lending officer and the CEOs and mm-hmm. VP of lendings and all of that. So, you know, I'm happy being in the conference and I'm going to support it even further next year with bigger spend and interest.
Right on. Well, I'm sure they'll be happy to hear that as well. So, you get to the right folks that you want to talk to here for sure.
Right,
so,
right.
Were you able to attend any of the sessions or anything like that?
Yeah,
anything,
I did attend, right? Up? I did attend a few sessions and I think those were the right conversations in terms of, how the credit unions should think about their growth strategy mm-hmm. or attracting Gen Zs and things like that. So I think those were the right conversation. And we did sponsor one collection session, so I'm aware of the sessions.
Okay, gotcha.
On, so
okay. Good stuff. All right. Well, PJ, always great to talk to you. Congratulations on all your success already and well-deserved. And look forward to chatting again real soon. And safe travels home, all righty?
Thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you, PJ.
Thank you. Well done.
Bye. Studio Lounge interviews sponsored by CUNY Mutual Group, Pulsate, PSCU, Pure IT Credit Union Services, and Genusee.
This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.